and sing along. Yeah. Rapping so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Good evening, this is Sean P.
I'm Big Group.
And we are the brothers.
Coming to you live from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Bringing you an episode tonight, which is very timely. So we'll just jump right into the title and the subject for tonight's episode, Tools for Fools. So Big Group, for our listeners, we've been away for a little bit, but we're back. And tonight's episode is basically diving into what topic?
Artificial intelligence.
Exactly. And for us and for our listeners, this is actually a follow-up episode. We did an episode a few weeks back, and we also kind of went to that same space because AI, again, is just dominating the conversation, dominating the business conversation, dominating a lot of social conversations. It's the new big thing. So we did want to revisit it again. And funny enough, the original episode we did on AI was Welfare for All, which, you know, was actually our last episode. And basically, it was just covering the social implications of this potentially world-changing technology. And I think tonight's episode, Tools for Fools, was just kind of bringing the technology home for the individual user. Because I think most people, maybe our listeners and just in general, many people don't know that they can actually use AI technology right now in their own homes, on their phones, on their PCs. So instead of thinking about the Matrix and the Terminator, how many people, Big Group, do you think have even logged into, or percentage-wise, what percentage of the population do you think has even tried an AI application?
Maybe between 1 and 5%, I think. Most people I talk to haven't even tried it yet.
Okay. I have briefly tried it. I actually did try ChatGPT briefly. And I did research a few other tools. Because, again, part of tonight's topic and part of the conversation in general is that, you know, there's a tool available. Why would we not consider it or use it? And I guess, what's your experience with artificial intelligence?
Well, number one, the people I have spoken to who haven't used it yet are afraid it's going to take over their phone or go into all of their information. And they're just pretty much skeptical about trying something new. I just found it to be a useful tool. It helps you to, you know, if you want to not read a whole book, but you want to get a synopsis, you can ask the app to summarize the chapter or the actual whole book, and you can just read that summary. You know, you could do a lot of different things with the app. You know, things that you can use to enhance your daily chores and activities. Nothing really to, you know, that's life changing yet. But, you know, I just wanted to see how it worked. So that was my introduction to it.
Okay. And I think that's a good approach. And I think that's, you kind of framed both sides of the conversation. So I think that was really nice the way you did it, right? Yes, there are a lot of people that don't want to touch it because of fear of what it could be and what it could lead to, which is very real. Because even I believe the founder/creator of ChatGPT has his concerns. He sees the potential of the technology, and I guess he's looking long-term and big picture and realizing that it can have a lot of potentially negative implications. And this is the person who made it, right? On the other side of it, there are people saying, hey, you know, it helped me with this. It helped me with that. So I think that frames both sides of it, right? All technology or most technology is a tool for something. And this could also be, again, like the movie about to come out, the Oppenheimer moment, right, where I'm about to unload the bomb, unleash the bomb. So those are probably the two ends of the spectrum, right? Something that can maybe help make life easier, right? A tool. And this larger than life thing that at some point might destroy us, right? So I guess the reason why we want to just jump into the topic tonight is we can't control the other part of it. We can't control you know, Skynet, if that's what it becomes, right? That at some point it might get beyond us. But right now, while it's a tool, maybe that is what we can control, right? Maybe if we all dive into learning this new tool, this new technology, and just become familiar with it and treat it almost like driving a car, let's say, or browsing the internet, just become so familiar with it, maybe it won't get to that other level. Maybe it won't become Skynet. I don't know. That's maybe naive, but I think that was kind of the genesis for the conversation, right? Tools for fools. This is a tool right now. It's a tool that can help in some ways. Not in every way. Maybe it's not even helping, but at least that's the potential of it.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to think of the app in its current form as your assistant, like Siri or Bixby or all the other ones, Google Assistant on steroids. So it's the same thing like you already have on your phone, but it gives you much more information and can do other things.
Okay. Again, that's a good point to jump off from, because that could be good or bad, right? I mean, on one hand, maybe Siri is much more controllable because of its limitations in certain ways. So Siri's not going to send robots to your house to kill you. And maybe ChatGPT, as your personal assistant, as it becomes much more familiar with you, much more aware of your habits and norms, maybe it does pose a greater risk to you. So that's one way, again, of looking at it. I think for me, just more as a utilitarian, someone who believes in the use of things, I think you give a good example when you say, okay, I can use my AI tool to basically read a book for me and just give me the synopsis of it. And on one hand, there's some benefits to it. On the other hand, you're not reading books anymore. We're not reading books, so we're starting to take in less knowledge. Right. So, again, I think it's one of those things about looking at the tool as a whole, because some people say, I don't want to read books. Right. I just want to get the details, the facts. Right. And whether or not that's good or bad, I mean, only time is going to tell. Right. Because maybe that it's the same way we don't remember phone numbers anymore. Right. Is that a good or bad thing? It depends how you look at it. Right. We don't have to worry about sticking all this stuff in our head anymore because it's on our phones. But then you could also argue we're losing the ability to do certain things because it's on our phones.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So I guess what else have you noticed about it? Because like you said, we're trying to approach it tonight anyway from this episode. We're trying to approach it as a tool. So there was a time when people were scared of compasses. There was a time when clearly people thought ships were going to go off the flat world into the, off the, you know, the edge. So, I mean, you know, we do want to at least take the leap of faith in using a tool for what it can do, like how it can help. So what is your experience in that area? Like you said, you've used it in certain ways, like what?
Well, simple things, like if you wanted to, say, draft a letter to somebody, a nation letter or a cover letter for a resume, it will actually generate the whole letter for you. And then you can, you know, alter it to your liking, but it'll give you a nice template. It can do calculations, of course, as like Siri could do as well. But basically, it can... you can talk to it like you're talking to a person and get a response. So that's what I think some people find to be very scary.
Okay. And so that's the basic interface that you use, is basically a verbal interface. You talk to it and it hears your voice, your instructions, your commands, and responds?
Yeah, well, you can input two ways. You can input verbally, or you can also type it in. Sometimes I type it in depending on what I'm doing. And sometimes I don't even know if it's actually talking back to me because I have the volume turned down.
Okay.
You know, you can ask it and it will try to answer. I haven't really come back too much with, I have to check the internet. It actually gives you an answer for most things you ask it.
Okay. Again, like I said, that's good to know, because I do believe you've used it more than I have. I basically, again, use ChatGPT a little bit, and there's another application under that platform that I've used, because I guess OpenAI is an overall a platform, and then there's different tools for different purposes. And then I've researched, like I said, just some other platforms that have their own AI. I think one of the dilemmas, again, going back to the tools for fools, is the fact that let's say it helps you write, you know, it helps you to not just a letter, but let's say, because I have thought about it for this purpose, you know, for writing a script or a manuscript. And I guess one of the challenges for me is that as a writer, if it helps to write the manuscript, did I write it? You know, is it the writer? Is it the co-writer? So I guess that's one of the challenges from my point of view.
Well, but you could look at it as just giving you a template that you're going to enhance on. So it may not be that it's writing the whole thing. You're not using it verbatim, but you may use it to push you in a certain direction. But what you're saying is true, because it actually, I use it to make a rap song. I don't rap, but I was able to sit there and actually make a rap song.
Well, that's the point, right? So I guess as a rapper, how, not necessarily you, but how would another rapper feel if you using the AI comes up with a better rap song, you know, better bars than someone who studies this and this is their craft, their profession?
Well, I guess they would only know if you tell them, though. They wouldn't know otherwise.
No, that's a good point. And I mean, that's why I said from my point of view, it was more self-referential. Like, let's say I was able to write something significant with the help or with the use of this tool. How would I feel? I don't know. Would I feel that I have accomplished it myself, or would I feel that this tool did it for me? Right. Again, I guess you could look at it the same way with self-driving cars, right? If you drive cross country in a self-driving car and the car did all the driving, can you take credit for having driven across country? You can take credit for having ridden across country or traveled across country, but can you take credit for driving? You know, you're a long-time driver. You've gone on multi-state trips where you're the only driver by yourself, and there's a certain sense of accomplishment. So I guess that's what I'm saying. You know, this tool for fools, as we say, is it going to replace some of our own accomplishments as well as abilities? Is it going to take things away from us? Not because of some science fiction notion of it, just because we're letting it do things that we're supposed to do.
I think that depends on the person. And like you said, how much you actually think your input is it 50%? Is it 70%? Is it supposed to be 100%? So it all depends. I mean, I think, like, for example, driving across country, you just want to get from point A to B, so I don't think you really are so far. Did I actually do driving or not?
No, true. And I think you're right. It depends on the individual. It depends on the use, but I think that's a very good jump off for a lot of us, right? Because, you know, I said earlier that all tools are, I guess, to help make life better in some way. And we could put that with a question mark or asterisk, as we like to use sometimes, because we can go right to the gun debate, right? Guns are tools. Guns are tools. But the purpose of the particular tool tends to have a very dangerous outcome. And you know, again, depending on the user and the situation that's involved, you can look at it differently. But ultimately, it's a tool that in our society is having a negative effect. And we can question where, should we just blindly use all tools, or should we really kind of explore the purpose and validity of a tool before we just roll it out? So, I mean, I think that's another way to look at it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, not to go down a slippery slope, but do we want school children writing essays using ChatGPT? What are they actually learning? You know, did they learn how to write, how to form a sentence, and all those different things they need to learn before they're using an enhancing tool? Because I look at this as something that you can use once you're at a certain level. It shouldn't take the place of forming your foundation.
Tired of the same rap songs. Uh-huh. Every new hit should sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Very good point, and I'm right there with you. And I think that's why your earlier point might be not so much contradictory, because I know how you just said it, like once you can use it, so on and so forth. But I think that's where the conversation can go. Some people can say that, but I don't need to, right? Again, same way my car can drive me cross country, my AI tool can write my papers, right? So it's not that I'm not getting that foundation. I never need a foundation. It writes papers for me. That's what I have it for. Right, I don't need to learn how to drive. It drives for me. I just get in and it takes me where I gotta go. So I think that's one of the extremities that can come out of it. Right, it's not that it's not that it's taking something away from me. It's something that I'll never need to do ever again, or even learn how to do.
No, it's true. So who's the one who's going to regulate when people are allowed to use it and how they're allowed to use it? Because that's going to be the end of being the real debate. Because is it a tool that can enhance society? I think it definitely is. But, you know, when should someone use it? When shouldn't someone use it? You know, how young should somebody be before they start using certain tools? So I think that is going to be something of a debate going forward.
Well, I think to your point, you're right. That is very much the conversation right now. So I think Congress and members of government and different institutional bodies are trying to grapple with that. I think that's literally the point. And I think that you're right. That's what we need to do. It needs to be all hands on deck. We don't know the right answers, so we have to kind of explore it together with the experts kind of taking the forefront on it. But I think that's why tonight's episode was so important, right? If we look at artificial intelligence as a tool that can better humanity, but it needs the right kind of guidance and regulation, let's say, right? You're right. Then maybe we get through this in a much more beneficial way. If we don't have the regulation, or we have the mindset, again, going back to the Second Amendment, that every American should have a gun and, you know, whatever consequence happens, it has to be good, because it's about freedom, right? We have the freedom to have guns. And if we don't regulate it in a way that's better for society, it's beneficial, then we have an outcome where the tool is doing the damage, right? So I think you're right. It's who makes these decisions. And again, that's a controversial topic, right? Because if you talk to people who are in favor of guns, no one should make the decision, right? It's their right. We shouldn't have no conversation, no question about it, and this tool should be for everyone, right? And I think we know that all tools need to be regulated on some level, and the more dangerous, the more impactful the tool, the more the regulation needs to be factored in. So I think, again, very good point that who's making these decisions is essential.
I agree.
Okay, but what's your overall assessment, as before you get ready to close out with a call to action? What's your overall assessment of this tool for fools, right? Because that's what tonight's episode is about, artificial intelligence as a tool for the average person. What is your overall assessment?
In the brief time that I've been able to interact with this new technology, I see it as an enhancer. But like anything that seems to be good, it's how it's used. If you use in moderation, I think it can be something that's a tool that we can use to enhance our daily lives and enhance our maybe professional careers and things that we need to get done. However, I can see some people totally relying on this full time for everything, and, you know, also maybe using it in ways that we haven't even conceived of, and that might be a detriment.
I agree. And again, thank you for your personal experience with it, right? Because that's what the episode's about tonight. It's about personally experiencing this tool and actually just being part of the conversation, part of the process. And I think the more of us who actually consider it, right, the more of us who say, all right, let me log into this, let me do some research on this, and let me play around with this, the more familiar we are with it, the more at least we can have a say in it, right? We're not going to be the ultimate authority, or maybe we will be the ultimate authority. Maybe it'll be something that you have a million people on a website vote, right? I don't know, but I think too many times most of us stay on the sidelines and we kind of just let history happen as opposed to do our part to be a part of history, right? And I think, again, that's part of the problem, right? There's tools that we just never touch, or it's taboo. Oh, I'm scared of it. And I'm not trying to dissuade us from that, but I think that's a very real thing, that we don't even use the tools at our disposal.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
So, I mean, you've taken initiative and jumped in and started using it. I didn't even know until the other day in the conversation, you just casually mentioned it. And I said, you use AI? He's like, yeah. And not like I've tried it. Like, no, I use it. I do searches with it. And, you know, again, it's made a rap song. And so I'm somewhat familiar with the tool. So I think, again, that's just something that we want our listeners to do. This is something that's hands-on, I guess, right? This is not a when can I go to the moon type moment. No, this is something that you can log in and use yourself. So I think that's the purpose of the episode tonight.
Yeah, and I need to mention as well that, you know, the technology, I think, is called ChatGPT, but there's different platforms you can obviously get it on. I have to use it on Bing because it's free and you're just using it through there. So I'm not sure how that differs from the ChatGPT app you might download and you have to subscribe to, and you're charged either a monthly or yearly fee. The one I'm using is free, so I'm not as powerful as maybe the other version.
No, that's a good point. And I think the technology is very broad, right? So ChatGPT is just one implementation on one platform owned by a company called OpenAI. Microsoft has some ownership of OpenAI, but also they have some of the code in Bing. So they've used some of ChatGPT in Bing, probably modified it for their own purpose. So ultimately, the bottom line is there's lots of different artificial intelligence technologies out there, and they can do different things, right? But again, that's the point of tonight, right? There's different tools that some of us can use. I'm a writer, but there's a possibility that this tool might help me write. Now, do I want it to? Should I? I don't know. But if I never consider it, if I never explore it, then I'm never going to use it. So like you said, it's a tool, right? And tonight's episode, Tools for Fools, is saying, okay, we're the fools, mankind, we're the fools. Some tools can make our lives better. Some tools are going to make our lives worse. But we're the ones to figure it out. So I think, again, tonight's episode is figuring out a tool that maybe will help.
Yes, I definitely think that, like I said, it's definitely a tool. And, you know, we're definitely going to have to figure out how we're going to be able to use it to enhance our lives and to make the life, you know, make the world better. Hopefully not to do anything that is detriment.
Agreed. And I think with that last point you made, we'll go right into our call to action. What is your call to action to our listeners regarding tonight's episode, Tools for Fools, learning about artificial intelligence?
I think it's imperative that when I say older adults, at least anybody in their 30s and above, check out this app and make sure that they are familiar with it. That way they're able to advise their younger relatives on if they should be using it and how they should be using it. Because again, I would figure that younger people in school need to learn how to form sentences and form paragraphs and be able to do a lot of things on their own, as opposed to going to their phone and, oh, I need to write a paper on American history. And the paper was just generated in, you know, 5 minutes and they didn't learn anything. I think that the imperative of the older, more responsible people in the household to really take an interest in seeing how this app works and making sure that's not abused by the younger people in the household.
Well said. Well said. I was going to say I agree with your point, and then you continued, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, you're right, because I think with any tool, it's incumbent upon the older, more responsible people in a household, in a society, to govern the use of it among the younger people, right? Part of the problem with social media is people don't know what the kids are doing with it, right? So it's not the technology in that sense. It's kind of the lack of parental control over what their children are doing. So I think that definitely stands to artificial intelligence, but you're right. I think that's just across the board. I'm your parent. I'm your, you know, the older person in the relationship, and I should be responsible and aware of what you're doing. So I agree with your call to action. And I follow it with my own, simply saying we have to be smarter as individuals. This one is not about us as a society. This is one about us as individuals, right? We have to be more aware of using the tools around us to make life easier. And the truth of the matter is we have tools that they didn't have 100 years ago. They had tools that others didn't have 100 years before that. And the reality is, you know, we're fools if we don't use the things that we have to make life better. Let's just be honest. Cars make life better, right? They can make the world worse, the ozone and all that. But in general, cars make life better. Technology in some respects makes life better. So we as individuals have a responsibility to find the tools that can make our lives and the people around us live better.
That's 100% true. I would like to say amen to that.
Yeah, well, again, ditto. I'm glad that you took the dive and jumped in because, again, today you're truly leading our listeners by example, right? I'm sure some of them do use, maybe have explored artificial intelligence, but the reality is all of us pretty much can, right? The platform we mentioned, Bing, OpenAI, ChatGPT, there's so many others. These are tools that may make our lives better and may make us less scared. So again, kudos to you for actually using the tool and leading the conversation tonight.
Well, like I said, I was trying to look something that can enhance our lives and, you know, make us better.
Exactly. So for our listeners, tonight's episode is Tools for Fools. Let's try not to be fools. And with that said, I am Sean P.
I'm Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Peace out.
I'm tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit, sing along. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art out the art form. What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.